To other news now. The head of the Wagner mercenary group fighting alongside the Russian military in Ukraine is blaming authorities in Moscow for slow progress in the war. Yevgeny Prigozhin told reporters that Russia's struggle to capture more territory is being fueled by a monstrous bureaucracy. He added it could take months to capture the Ukrainian town of Bakhmut.
The advance is proceeding slower than what we want. Why is the advance not fast enough? I think we could have taken control of Bakhmut by the new year if we had not been hindered by monstrous military bureaucracy and obstacles created on a daily basis.
Samuel of Romani is an associate fellow at the Royal United Services Institute and author of the book Putin's War on Ukraine, Russia's Campaign for Global Counter-Revolution. He joins us live from Oxford. Thank you very much for being on Al Jazeera. First of all, let's start with Prigozhin's statement, basically blaming Moscow for hindering the fight. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't think that's very surprising that Prigozhin would lash out at the military bureaucracy in this manner. He's been launching a shadow conflict against the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, that dates back to the war in Syria. It dates back to 2016, and it's really escalated over the past year with him going public as the owner of the Wagner Group and Russia's military having setback after setback. So I think that this is totally in line with his public persona over the course of the past few years.
So this is basically covering his own back for Wagner's failure.
I think it probably is, because the Wagner Group assembled an army of 50,000 troops, 40,000 prisoners and 10,000 mercenaries. And all they have to show for it, in spite of heavy casualties, is the takeover of Soledar. And Bakhmut, obviously, was increasingly important for the Russian campaign because it gave them a critical victory in Donetsk, as well as access to railways and logistics. And even though Prigozhin has tried to frame and reframe Russia's goals as not necessarily being aimed at capturing the city, but at creating a stalemate that bled Ukrainian forces and resulted in the deaths of Ukrainian territorial defense forces or elite corps, that narrative is not really that convincing, because Russia wants victories in Donetsk and Prigozhin's just not delivering them and is losing heavy casualties in the process.
Yeah. Well, Prigozhin's previously accused the Russian military of attempting to steal victories from Wagner. I mean, he obviously has a very fractious relationship with Russian military commanders. How does that help in the fight for the Russians?
Well, the thing is, it cuts both ways, because there's a large section of the nationalist and conservative nationalists inside Russia who may be inclined to support the war on Telegram and other information channels, or even participate in the war as combatants, who are very, very frustrated with the leadership of Sergei Shoigu and Valery Gerasimov. So that has been useful in some ways for Wagner Group recruitment and raising Prigozhin's profile as a potential politician, should he eventually decide to form a political party or should he get involved in the process. But it also cuts the other way, because he's rankled so many members of the Russian defense ministry and the Kremlin, as well as regional governors like St. Petersburg Governor Alexander Beglov, that he's got a coalition against him, has now aimed at reigning in his power. And an early example of this was the dismissal of Sergei Surovikin, his preferred general, for his archenemy, Valery Gerasimov. And the most recent is the Russian defense ministry taking over from Wagner as a recruiter of prisoners, which means that Wagner's manpower is going to keep decreasing rather than increasing in the months ahead.
Yeah, well, he also said that Wagner was not going to be tapping prisons in Russia to fill its ranks, and even warned the impact that would have an impact on the fighting. I mean, what does that mean for Russia's chances in Bakhmut?
Well, I think that the chances in Bakhmut were heavily related to manpower and manpower superiority, so conscripts and prisoners. It wasn't a superiority of logistics or training or even that matter equipment. I mean, numerically, they may have more artillery fire, but Ukraine is getting NATO-class artillery coming to the front lines. So it was really a question of overwhelming manpower and accepting heavy casualties to achieve a victory. And without this, it means that the Russian Ministry of Defense's prisoners and conscripts and the Russian military proper will have to play a more important role. So Prigozhin might ultimately see a victory in Bakhmut, but a victory in Bakhmut that was not being driven by Wagner, but being driven by the Russian military. And that really isn't very good for his own personal ambitions.
OK, what does that mean for the war in a wider context?
Well, I think that obviously if Prigozhin is sidelined relatively from the command structure and from the issues after a potential victory in Bakhmut, it does mean a centralization of the command. So Valery Gerasimov is now the commander of the armed forces, as well as basically having experience in tank warfare, so he's involved in the artillery-making decisions, as well as basically being the head of having a prominent role within the general staff. So that might lead to a more of a coordinated strategy. So higher-level commanders and lower-level commanders may be able to communicate more effectively if command is centralized. But Gerasimov has proven, at least in the first year of the war, to struggle to manage local battalions and local military districts. So it might lead to a centralization that improves the effectiveness of the war, or it might lead to just more of the same, him being unable to really exert his authority and his titular authority over the people on the ground. So it's really unclear at this point what will happen.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much. We'll have to leave it there. That is Samuel Romani, Associate Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute. Thank you.
Thank you very much.